As part of the Healthcare Pipeline Initiative, Marshall University was this year's host to high school students from around West Virginia and Kentucky. Among the sessions the students attended were classes on pharmacy. That's the sound of students learning how to mix compounds to create drugs using a mortar and pestle. Nicole Winston is a pharmacy professor at the Marshall University School of Pharmacy.
The mortar is the bowl part. The pestle is what they use to triturate. They're using a spatula to box the powder, and they're using parchment paper to basically put the powder on, and gelatin capsules.
The activity was to show what it was like to mix and prepare drugs into the product we purchase in capsules at drugstores. It was just one of the many activities the students took part in during the week-long experience. Students took part in classes like the pharmacy class, but also sessions on engineering, health informatics, and others. The camp was sponsored by the Jones C. Edwards School of Medicine, the Marshall University School of Pharmacy, and Bluegrass Community and Technical College in Lexington, Kentucky. Charlene Walker is Vice President of the Office of Multiculturalism and Inclusion at Bluegrass Community and Technical College. She says the students have to realize they are depended on to lead.
They have all types of opportunities, and that they aren't minorities. They are the burgeoning population and the students that we're going to look forward to in America, that who will have to lead this country forward. So we want them to be able to step up to the plate, to take a leadership role, to understand as Americans they have a duty to be what we need.
She brought many of the students with her from Kentucky. They are part of a program for underserved high school students at Bluegrass Community and Technical College. She says it's important that students know what goes into each of the jobs on a day-to-day basis.
A lot of people, even adults, they only see what's up front. They don't get the big picture of all the behind-the-scenes things that have to take place in order for you to get that feel. And so these students, especially when they were involved in the engineering yesterday, they saw different aspects of that that they'd really never thought about.
Shelby Campbell is Assistant Dean for Diversity at the Jones C. Edwards School of Medicine and the Marshall University School of Pharmacy.
The hope is that they take away, you know, everything that they've learned and that they utilize that to help develop so that they can then decide, you know, what's best for them. The other is they're learning that, you know, people from other places are not that much different than they are, and that they've gained friends, lifetime friends, and I think that that's another important piece.
Keith Burrs will be a senior at South Charleston High School in the fall. He says taking part in the program was important to him because he someday wants to be a pharmacist.
I feel like I can influence my community in a positive way and make them feel like I'm giving back and I want to help people, and pharmacy is a good way to do it.
Kinsley Smith will be a senior at Cabell Midland High School. The Pipeline Initiative was also important for her because she too is interested in pharmacy.
I want to help people, but I don't really do like all the blood and everything, but so I wanted to be a pharmacist because of that, and I wanted to do compounding. That way I can make things.
It's the inaugural year for the program on Marshall's campus. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.